This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. 866-391-1020. Final hour of the show right now. Programming note. Thursday, that's looking way ahead. Today's just Monday, about to be Tuesday in my world. But Thursday, no show. Almost certainly no show. And here's why. The Pirates play one of those 215 games or something like that in St. Louis. The weather looks really good. So you factor in, say, a three-hour game, which is about average right now. That'll make it 515. Then you have the network post-game. That'll give it 15 minutes or so. And then you have the fabulous work of Paul Alexander post-game, I think, on Thursday. Yeah. And then they'll go right into Quest for the Best on Thursday, I think, right after that at 6. So it'll leave, at best, maybe 10 minutes for a show. Michael Bartley will be in here getting ready for his stuff. So in case he needs to jump on, he will. But unless there's rain in St. Louis and the game is totally bagged or cut really, really short, you won't catch me most likely on Thursday. Anyway, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I want to get back into, in just a little bit, the Aliquippa situation and ask a simple question, or I'll ask you right now, and I don't know how much deeper it needs to go into it. And I'm not saying this would have been a factor, and I'm not blaming anybody or anything like that, but do you think there should be seatbelts in school buses? There's a lot more of a nuanced conversation to it that we'll get into. But do you think there should be seatbelts? David in Wilkinsburg has been on hold for a while. Hi, David.
Hi. Margo made a very key point. She would not ride on the back of a motorcycle without a helmet. Yes, I agree. I would make that some kind of law, possibly. If the driver of the motorcycle wants to not wear a helmet, that's his or her prerogative. But the rider... Maybe a law where the rider in the back of a motorcycle has to wear a helmet.
What's the delineation?
No?
What's the delineation between the rider and the driver or the operator?
The rider has no control over the driver and is an innocent victim if the motorcycle gets hit in an accident.
Well, they willingly got on the motorcycle most of the time. I don't know about a whole lot of motorcycle kidnappings.
Well, not in some girls' cases getting on the back of some of these nuts motorcycles. I think there should be a law that girls or men on the back of women's motorcycles should have to wear a helmet.
Wait a minute. Let's run this one past again because I can't keep up with you. So men on the back of women operating motorcycles should have to wear a helmet.
Anybody on the back of a motorcycle, because they're an innocent victim, should have to wear a helmet by law, possibly.
Possibly.
Margo turned me on to that idea, just listening to her as I first called. She would not get on a motorcycle without a helmet, she said, the back of a motorcycle.
Gotcha. But I would debate you that they're innocent in so much as I've yet to hear about a motorcycle kidnapping.
Well, there is human trafficking going on, and I'm not getting into it.
No, I'd like to get into it with you because this seems like a wonderful conversation. So you're telling me you know of human traffickers who have taken their victims via motorcycle. He hung up. Well, anyway, he's looking out for Margo. So if he's looking out for Margo, then he's welcome on the show. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Jack is in Mount Lebanon after a rip-roaring weekend. Hi, Jack.
What's up, Colin? How's the family?
Never been better. Super, super great time this weekend. Next weekend, we'll have a long weekend. Labor Day. Very laborious Labor Day coming up.
Yes, sir. I hear you. I have to stock up.
You're right about that. You got an extra day of, well, doing nothing.
Well, that's what I do all the time.
I know, right? So pencil that one in your calendar. So what did you do Saturday and Sunday?
I can't remember.
Good stuff, as always. Here we are. So we're actually going to see the Savannah Bananas. Do you know what that's about?
Nope.
Yeah, we're seeing them on Saturday evening, my daughter and I. My son didn't want to go. He had some stuff going on with some other friends. Savannah Bananas are a really tough ticket, Jack.
What's that? What are they?
They're like the Harlem Globetrotter equivalent to baseball.
Where are you going to see this?
PNC Park. They've sold it out twice.
Oh, okay.
You've probably seen them on TV. You know what? You know what I can equate them to? I guarantee you saw Eddie Fainer in your life.
Oh, a fast pitch softball guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He was striking out major leaguers.
Correct. From second base.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, the Savannah Bananas are all the rage, especially with the young kids. I was watching the Little League World Series. There was like five kids. They said, who's your favorite team? They didn't say the Dodgers or the Yankees or whatever. They said Savannah Bananas.
Hey, that's today's world.
It is. I like it, though. They're entertainment. They're fun. They're harmless. They give a ton back to the community. And guess what else they do? They have this very controlled system where they don't allow their tickets to get scalped or the prices to go outrageous.
That's good. Well, you know, I couldn't go to a professional sports event.
Why?
Well, they don't give paper tickets anymore, right?
Yeah. You can get a QR code on your phone. Somebody could text you that.
That's why I couldn't go.
Yeah, you told me you text.
I text. But, you know, like you said, you go, oh, I could see him texting. A. And 30 seconds later hitting the next letter.
I think you can request a paper ticket still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something to say about the old paper ticket. It never got screwed up. You walked up to the turnstile, you handed it to the guy, he or the lady, they took it, they ripped it in half, they handed it to you, walked through the turnstile.
The only thing they didn't like was a litter.
Was a what?
A litter. People threw the stubs.
Oh, the litter. Yes, the litter. Okay. It was easier if you knew an usher, too, or a ticket taker, to slip them a fin and you get right in.
Oh, yeah, and then if you knew an usher and you had bad seats, give him a five, and guess what?
Down in the front row. You're right. You speak my language, Jack. Those old times are gone for good, though.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.